The GP Homies Podcast, motherfucker.
Right. Breaking down, breaking down, breaking down.
What was that, the ladies' man with Leon Phelps?
We're going to break it down.
You got that radio voice. Yeah. That soothing.
Welcome to the podcast.
Jazz After Dark.
Well, that was Flocka. Yeah. That's how to do that good.
So welcome, everybody. Back again. We're Flocka list today.
Yeah, I didn't even know we started. That was pretty smooth.
I know. I didn't even.
Yeah, you didn't even give us a clue or nothing. Like, hey, man.
More will.
Yeah. So we have no direction because Flacco's usually orchestrates.
Yeah.
Direction.
Like,
of some
what's
sort.
Up, my gente, my people, my lovely people, whatever he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone now. We can make fun of him.
All right. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing he always starts saying something like, so how you been, Mooney? What you been up to?
Nothing, man. Just working.
Yeah.
Took my ass off.
Yeah.
And I usually say something like, same old. Working. You know, we don't have anything to say but small chat. It's almost like when you're walking in the hallway and you're like, hey, what's up? Like, nothing. Good. Having a good day? Yeah. Good day.
Yeah.
It's like small talk.
Yeah. Small talk. Default answers and stuff. Yeah.
Well, actually, you were doing something. You went hunting the other day.
No.
Or was that a few weeks ago, a month ago?
When was it?
I remember.
September?
Yeah, you just recently went up.
Yeah, I went dove hunting.
How was that?
Yeah, I didn't hit nothing.
Yeah?
Did you see any doves?
Yeah, I seen them. I was just too far to shoot them.
You got a scope?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. We messed up. We got to get our shot.
Oh, yeah.
And we always got to take a shot.
Who's taking another one for Flacco?
I'll be Mooney.
Damn. Mooney's been on this gentleman jack.
No.
Salute. I already get drunk enough on this show.
All right.
Damn.
Y'all can laugh at the face I made.
Yeah, that got me. I want to talk politics already.
Already.
God dang. All right.
Let me start editing now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all don't understand. Mike be erasing a lot of the stuff I be saying.
Hell yeah.
He just don't want it to go public, so.
Get I'm trying to save you, Johnny.
Yeah, he's saving me from destroying myself, from getting deported. I want to keep him here.
I just keep keep you talking crazy about Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I'm going to start going deep in politics, he'll throw Tesla out. That's how I forget. Oh, yeah.
Squirrel.
He brings me back to capitalism. Come on.
So does capitalism work, Johnny?
Politics?
I think you need a little bit of both. A little bit of capitalism and a little bit of socialism. And by socialism, I'm just mostly saying like universal healthcare and education. And one of the main things that I really do think, if we can have universal healthcare, it will really help the old people.
It'll help everybody.
Yeah.
Well, it will help everyone, but a lot of the reason why a lot of older people go to work is because of the healthcare.
Yeah.
They want to get insurance because they can't afford paying whatever every time they get sick. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we have healthcare, like universal healthcare, they don't have to go to work. That would be free.
In order to do that, you would have to regulate like the pharmaceutical companies on how much profit they make.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have to socialize the prescriptions, I guess, like those pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah.
Like you would make sure that they're not making so much money on their products.
Yeah, but like,
that's the only way you're going to get it down.
We're one of the few.
Or if they, I don't know how Canada does it. I mean,
I think it's government regulated.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we should.
It's like this, man.
Take a page from their book.
It's like this. If you want to sell your medicine to us, you need to, you need to go by our rules. That's what every other country does to them. How do you say
pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, I can't say that word. That's what they do to them. They tell them, hey, you want to bring your medicine here? Okay, this is our rules. You got to sell it at this amount and this. And the United States is the only one, maybe Britain also, the only few countries that don't do that.
Because we put them in the cabinet.
Yeah.
We're putting Pfizer in the cabinet.
They're lobbying big time.
Yeah, a lot of the politicians probably, they get kickbacks and all that stuff.
The producer, Mike.
What the?
We got
a Flacco ghost.
No shit, right?
Is that
Flacco? But he's not here. How'd he do that?
There you go.
Damn.
That was crazy.
Good old Flacco.
Maybe
with us right here. With my little homie, right? Tell us.
That was some residue from last take, I guess, the last time.
Maybe if we could just like, I guess if the government would use like generic brands or some shit like that.
Oh, fuck that. We need the best.
Well, I understand that, but get the best. You're going to have to pay the money. That's their mentality. But if we could, regulate it.
The same, like, let's say they're using our tax dollars in the form of, I don't know, grants and subsidies or whatever it is.
Yeah.
For them. To create the product.
Okay.
And then they turn around and then sell it for top dollar. But yeah, the same product is going to Canada and they're playing by the rules in Canada. You know, and they're getting the same products that we're getting, but they're getting it at a fraction of the cost.
So we've already set the market for them to be able to, or however you say, to the bar or whatever, for them to
exploit
be able
us.
to exploit us.
Yeah. They look, it's all lobbying. They got so many people over there. The government's getting paid. The congressmen, the senators, they're all getting paid.
Oh yeah, they're getting kickbacks,
and they're investing in stocks.
Mm-hmm. And they're investing in stocks too. Mm-hmm. Pfizer stock and all that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we the people have the power. But unfortunately, I hate to say it, I believe that we're not fighting like we used to. We're just accepting everything they give us. Everything that government says, hey, we're going to accept it. We might complain about it for maybe a month or so, and then
the next
we'll forget about it, and then everything.
Then Kanye does something, and then we talk about something else.
Yeah.
You're right.
It used to be Michael Jackson. Now they got Kanye West. That's how it goes.
That's for real, man.
They make us forget about all this, and we're just accepting. I guess that's politics.
Yeah. So that's it for our politic hour.
Oh, man.
The rest I'm going to edit out.
We still got some more because there is a subject that I do want to come and I want to talk. And it's controversial. But should I start talking about it right now?
Yeah, if you wish.
Wait 5 seconds.
Yeah, because Mike is going to start editing way earlier than usual I start talking about it.
But man, really, got the bomb, dude.
On a serious tip, I do edit out a lot of Johnny. I give you the best of Johnny.
Damn.
As far as entertainment.
Or maybe he's just not letting me.
Or maybe I'm just
Maybe he's hiding
Johnny.
The best of me.
Yeah, I was going to say censoring or suppressing Johnny.
Yeah, you'll suppressing never know. He's doing me like America does. Damn. Well, the media does too.
Yeah.
You never know.
They let y'all see what y'all want to see.
Yeah.
Actually, they let y'all see what they want y'all to see so y'all can believe. But if Mike let Johnny free, then y'all could really find out about all the shit I talk about.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
But then I will be in trouble, so. I appreciate you, Mike.
So it's for your own good?
It's for my own good.
There's a lot of stuff we edit out of here. Yeah. We've edited out
there was a
crimes that we've done.
Yeah. I think there was a religion.
Oh, yeah, we also have religion.
Yeah, there was a whole segment on religion that we edited out.
A lot of, yeah, that was deep religion too.
Yeah, that was one y'all missed, and we gave you a weak ass show because we took it out.
We got no stars on the reviews.
That was that one time I was like, man, this is one of the best shows ever that we've done. Mm-hmm. And I was all hyper about it because, you know, we went deep. Next thing I know, I saw that video. I was like, damn. Mike Durney raised 90% of it.
Where's that gold at, man? Where's that gold?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Sometimes, you know, you got people to protect other people, and that's Mike. He protects me.
I try.
But overall,
you want to go down this list?
Yeah, go ahead. Fuck
all
it.
Right.
You know.
So Will wants us to talk about skanks.
I mean, skanks.
Okay.
Skanks is something that.
Yeah.
It's a very hard topic for a lot of people, but skanks are good for people that need them. I mean, every now and then somebody needs them, man.
Yeah, everybody, you know, I mean, if you're lonely, I guess if you call up a skank and be like, hey, what's up?
I mean, you're playing that.
And it's not just gambling. Like, yeah, it's not just the female being the skank, it could be the dude being the skank.
Now, nowadays, you know? It's the male over there being the skank.
Yeah.
I think it was always the male being the skank.
Yeah.
And then now it's just like maybe the females are catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just calling up dudes.
Because the dude would always call the girl, and the girl is probably always like, all right, fine.
You know, I always hear this stuff where it's like, where it's like, well, why can guys do it and girls can't? Which mm-hmm. makes sense. I mean, it's fair. Like, I mean, it's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get some kickback on this one, but I saw somebody say, and I don't remember where I saw it, probably on Instagram or something. And someone said, a wise man said, a key that can open many locks is a good key, but a lock that opens to any key is a bad lock.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's really the same, but it's something to think about.
Is that what Confucius said? Or was that on a fortune cookie or something?
I mean, it's
I mean, I get it. Yeah. A key that can open up many locks instead of a lock that can open by many keys. Yeah.
I mean, gangs have helped out throughout history.
That's true.
And you got to thank them.
That's true.
Because, they weren't, been called.
You know,
gangs,
during war, during hard times, during depressions mm-hmm. and all that.
During undercover steam.
They're all there. They're there to make people happy when they're on their lowest. So we got to thank y'all, gangs, for all the great stuff y'all have been doing for
us. We salute you.
We salute you. You keep doing your thing, man. And make sure you put that on your taxes. Now, if you live in Vegas, you can put that shit on your taxes.
Stay the fuck in here.
Make your money. But
all right, on to the next one. The Texas Rangers in the World Series.
I think last time we just checked right now, they were winning 2-0.
So, of course, you're probably going to hear this next week.
Yeah, maybe a month.
So right now we're last week, but right now we're watching game one, or sort of.
Yeah, World Series.
Yeah,
World Series.
So by the game time one. You hear this, you already know the end results of the game.
Yeah, you're probably going to be two games into it, maybe three.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about that Garcia, that supposedly, I didn't know this, mm-hmm. that nobody wanted him. Like,
yeah, he got traded off.
He got traded off and they sent him back and nobody just wanted him. And then he just started getting good and they brought him up.
He's MVP.
He's MVP. Go Texas Rangers. So hopefully we get this one, man. We desperately need a championship.
Yeah.
Especially a first championship.
Yeah. A first championship and then a championship in the DFW area for all the teams that we have. Cause I mean, who was the last team?
That was Mavericks.
The Mavericks to get a champion.
Well, maybe the Stars. I was gonna say the Stars.
Yeah, Dallas Stars. Yeah. You know, I mean, that really brings DFW, spirits up and stuff.
Yeah, because some of us are living hard times and we're depressed. and this, some of this stuff, right now, this game right here is keeping a lot of people from calling skanks. they're making them happy. But if they're not winning, trust me, they're going to be calling those skanks. Like, man, look, this was my last hope. It ain't happening no more, man.
Hey, skank,
I need
come
something
over
to
here.
Feel good about.
Yeah, I need something to feel good.
Why am I here on earth? Come here, skank.
Yeah.
My team suck.
My life just sucks, man.
Oh, goodness. All right, so next subject is, where is Leo?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Well, last time I saw him rolling in a 2022 Corolla white
cup. You saw him because he won't let you in it.
Yeah, and he pulled over by my house and then I was like, hey, man, are you going to get down? And he was like, not really. Because.
Was he just like driving by and like showing off? Like, what up, mother?
He talked to me and I went close to, like when somebody pulls over, when somebody pulls over and you kind of like go to the driver's window and you're like, hey, what's up? And you get too close.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, hey, just stay back a little bit. You're getting too close to my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, can I get on the passenger side? And he was like, not really, because
he just had a detail.
Like, I don't really let people of your kind in my car.
Yeah, your kind might bring his value of the car down.
And then he said, I'm going to go
stay the fuck in here.
Get some tacos.
Get out of here.
And while he's in Canada, or he's coming back now.
He's back. Yeah. He said he's back now.
He just landed.
Yeah.
So that Wally being William.
Yeah, Wally. Yeah. Good old
Billy,
Wally.
Jet lag. We tried to get him on.
Billy, William, Wally. What's it called? Player?
Player.
All
right. Well, the next subject is Flacco or millionaire?
Oh, yeah. People want to know.
People want to know Flacco.
This dude, I think he has old money or some shit because he's living in a.
Flacco lives in a. Oh, go ahead.
In the neighborhood where old money's at. Yeah. Like a rich part of GP that, you know, I think them people have money.
Yeah, you know, those old school houses with the front porch and big trees.
You know, the people who got money who have no stress. Like, nothing stresses them out.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
Who's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's like, Johnny's over here like, the Palestinians. And he's like, it'll work itself out.
Yeah. No, and you know, you got money when you have your fence open up.
You know automatic gates and shit.
Automatic gates that open up where you're going to put your car.
Yeah.
I ain't never
been. Two garages.
One for his car.
One for his show car.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, and he loves cash. The man loves cash. He doesn't like.
That's what a millionaire is, right?
Yeah.
And like, he likes having his cash. So,
I think he took a lesson from, who is it? One of them drug dealers, Pablo Picasso or something, stashing all his cash.
Pablo Picasso. Yeah, the artist.
Oh, my bad.
Escobar.
There you go.
There's certain rooms that when we go to his house, he's like, no, do not go in there or this room, man.
Yeah.
And
whatever you do, don't knock three times in the bathroom wall.
Yeah. You can smell something like money.
I'm remodeling. Don't worry about it. It's just the paint fumes. Mm-hmm.
It smells like a strip club because there's money everywhere. Yeah. Cash everywhere.
you every now and then you walk to his house, you see a couple 20s on the ground and he's like, oh my bad, I accidentally dropped them. But it's like,
he sneezes and money comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom one time, and I see like a toilet paper roll that was like $50 bills and shit. Damn, I didn't know they still made them motherfuckers. I'm gonna wipe my ass with this.
TV's all over
in my pocket.
And the living room on the back porch.
He has his own gym.
Own gym.
He does have his own gym.
So is he a millionaire? I don't know. He tips pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
He tips pretty
even
good.
If you get bad service, he tips pretty
good.
Yeah. He talks shit to the people that are trying to move up, come up. You know.
Especially if they invest.
He kicks them when they're trying to climb up. He kicks them down.
Kicks them down.
Well, that's how you stay on
Sounds
top.
Sounds like
I guess.
A rich man. Believes in capitalism.
All right. Well, next subject is, who is Mike? Let's go into detail about his life.
Oh, that's a good topic.
That's not going to happen.
Hella
Mike.
Who is
Hella
Mike?
This is it. This is all you get.
No, what?
Watch that movie, Old Dad.
That's Old Mike. Hello, Mike is retired.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about Mike, like I mentioned this before, he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, dude. His network, the people he knows is like.
And I don't even network.
Like, you just, but it's just like the people you know, it's like if you were like LinkedIn, you'd have so many, you know, people fucking connections and shit like that. For everybody you know.
It's possible, but.
I'm like, hey, you need a painter? Yeah, I know this dude. Whatever.
I was thinking about it. Do you ever look back and you just think about all the different episodes you've been in your life?
Yes.
And then you start wondering, like, damn, at what age was I doing all this shit?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I know we've done a lot. We've done a lot of stuff. And
we have.
And then I look back and I was like, damn, when did we do all this shit? Because I got with my ex-wife. When I was 20 years old. So we must have done a lot of the shit when we were.
To lead you up to.
Yeah, before then?
Yeah, like teens and.
It was. We lived a life before we started living our life.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But one thing about Mike, man, he knows a lot of people. A lot.
I don't want to.
He has connections. Mike is Mike.
Mm-hmm. And. All right, next subject. Let's not talk about Mike.
He don't want to talk about it.
No.
He's blushing.
Why do Flacco and Mike hate rich people?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now this subject came in because...
Oh, we're going to have to pause this.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers. We back.
Yep,
back in the house.
Round two.
Numero dos.
I don't know.
Did we formally in the last one before the break?
Did we what?
Did we formally in the break?
Hell no, we don't do that shit. We just come back.
We stopped doing the break stuff because we ain't getting paid.
No more commercials for
us. They told us, man, y'all ain't got enough views, man.
Yep.
They didn't even want to give us pennies.
Fractions of a penny.
Yeah. Fractions of a penny. They were like, nah, y'all not even going to get your 10, your 5 cents, 5 pennies that you get every episode.
Mm-hmm. No, it's... Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah. I think it cost more just to cash out whatever change we had.
They're like, you're actually costing us more money.
Yeah.
They even send us a little message. Have you ever thought about doing something else other than podcasting?
I'm like, damn. They send us a login to Indeed. Was it Recruiter? What is it called?
Yeah.
Zip Recruiter.
Yeah. LinkedIn or whatever.
It was an embarrassing time.
So I think Flacco is doing a power move right now.
What do you mean?
Right now?
Yeah, like right now. He didn't show up so he can show, look how important I am. Let's see how they do without me.
Wait, yeah, man. Right.
Hey, he's over there at the Texas Rangers game, man.
He's behind the pitcher, right? Or behind the batter?
Yeah, that bastard.
Millionaires at a penthouse.
He could at least, send us a picture of like, hey, dog, look where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, you get away with this one.
So one of the subject was, why does Mike and Flacco hate rich people?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And the reason why I bring that is because every time they see a rich person making money, they always say something negative about them. Like, oh, you know, they got too much money. They could be using it somewhere else. Or why do they become so rich? So, Mike, tell the people, why are you a hater of people that make money?
Because I'm broke, Johnny. I'm broke. No.
That's the truth.
Name an example. All right. Name a person. I need an example.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Because he's an evil fucking, what do you call them things? Like Thanos and shit. He's Thanos? An evil character.
Dr. Evil. He
pretends to be good, but he's really evil.
He's doing it for humanity, but actually has a different agenda to whatever. He says he's doing it for mankind, but really he's trying to get a condo in Mars.
Before he became a billionaire, he was going to help world hunger. Became a billionaire, now he wants to give $1 billion to Wikipedia to change his name to Dickopedia.
Yeah,
this is true story.
What the fuck?
Hey,
$1 billion.
Stay the fuck in here.
Get the fuck out of here. Who's that one dude? That character, that Marvel character, the one with the heart. What's his name? He flies and all that.
I've never seen Marvel. So
is that the Tin Man?
No, it's a Johnny. Damn, he's very popular. He's red. He's a rich millionaire.
Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, he thinks he's Tony Stark.
Is he not kind of like that?
He's not Tony Stark.
I know he's not Tony Stark,
is he flying around helping people? I don't think so.
I mean, he helps out a lot of people. You just don't understand.
Yeah, but he destroys cities along the way.
What cities?
Escavenosa, whatever. Have you not seen the whole thing where the whole city lifted up on the rockets and Age of Ultron?
Oh, you're talking about Iron Man. I'm talking about Elon Musk.
Oh, well, yeah, he's not
saying,
there yet.
I was like, he destroying cities? I mean, he helps out. There's a lot of donation. He helps out a lot of people.
He helps out Ukraine and then takes the internet away.
I mean, he cannot
Hell
get...
Hell yeah, you're my people.
He cannot get involved with the war. He helped them out have internet access,
but not
to be used for war.
That's exactly what he
Skylink
was used for.
Or where the hell?
He didn't help them until they were already in a war.
He moved his satellites over there so that we could link up with whatever.
Yeah, but
saying that, hey, I'm providing
internet
service to the people.
All right,
but yeah, the internet or the U.S. is going to hook up to their.
No, you can't use it. He can't have it to use for wars because that will get him involved. That means that he's in it also. Right. And that's a public company.
Okay, what about this, Johnny?
Oh, actually, no, that's a private company. But he does it. Once you start getting involved in that, then you're no longer going to be.
What happened when he said that he was going to give Israel free
charging, like for their cars?
Is it for their cars?
Yeah.
I thought it was for the house.
No, for the cars, man.
Either way, but why is he picking sides?
Israel?
Is he involving himself?
No, he also said, if I could help Palestinians, I could, but the infrastructure is not
Teslas?
There.
They can't afford Tesla.
Hey, that's not his fault.
That's what it is.
He said it. If I could help you, I would, but y'all just don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's Israel's fault that they have them like that.
Yeah.
This guy helped out a lot of the countries.
It sounds like he hates poor people.
Actually, he helps out a lot of poor people.
Yeah,
but you
he ain't helped me other than your.
I mean, he helped me.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, you're not in the.
He out Mooney.
I mean, I don't understand why you hate rich people, Mike and Leo. I mean, I just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing against them. Hmm. What does this cost? Anyways, back to the poor people. I mean, Mike. I mean,
I'm going to the pawn shop.
Live the music. So I don't know. I guess Flacco would have to answer for himself if he hates rich people.
I think,
but
he
being
just
one of them, he really doesn't have a reason.
He just hates new money. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he don't like.
I
new
think
money.
He likes playing devil's advocate and just throwing shit out
money.
There. And then
he likes
what we say. He'd be like, okay, so I'm gonna do this and then do power moves against what we say so he can make more money.
I think he's just an old money, and old money don't like new money. You know, he likes cash. He don't like credit. He likes to make sure that
he wants to have something in his hand instead of
So when he sees the new generation, he's like, ah, fuck. I can't stand them little bastards.
Trying to be like me. So is Billy out there in Toronto doing crack?
Is he out there doing crack?
And
this is a
thing. And fondling little people.
Ooh.
Whoa, what you mean, my little people, Mike?
That's what the question says.
Okay, so this is the thing. There's been rumors going around that there's a video.
A video?
That came out on X. And it was a guy that looked like Billy doing crack with some little people.
Billy is so stupid.
And it was in the same place where he was at. And he said something about, like, Trump. I love Trump. Give me a hit. Started doing shit, snoring and shit, and just went wild.
So.
But it's not confirmed that it was him. But he also was wearing a GP homie shirt. So We don't know. He could be a fan.
He could have been a fan,
you know,
yeah.
They're trying to put his name under the bus and stuff.
No. Do we have any of our merch on sale yet?
I don't know. It could have been like bootleg sale. You know how popular we are.
Gotcha.
Well, we're not popular in the United States, but in other countries where we got up to 10 people liking us.
Pakistan, we're number one.
It's a controversial. We don't know exactly. This video might come out 5 years from now when they're doing our live story about us.
I don't know if Will did any crack out there, but I fondling small little people. Maybe. I don't see him doing crack, but yeah, touching little people. Yeah.
Now, little people, you mean of age? Little
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not underage. Not underage. Talking about tiny people, midgets.
And we got nothing against little people because I respect them and I love them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love everybody.
Yes.
And also, I love this. So, go get you a bottle of this.
And that.
And good old Mooney. Go ahead, Mooney. You introduce your bottle right here. All Mooney, right.
This is the bottle.
Remember when we were talking about people that are almost there and the Rangers are the only hope they got? Well, this is what Mooney got right now.
I've had this bottle for the past 5 years and I finally cracked it because I think I've hit rock bottom to where like, what the fuck's going on with my life? And I'm gonna drink this motherfucker.
So once
not
this,
all in one setting.
Once this bottle's gone, and Mooney don't got this no more.
Hopefully, I got my shit straight.
You might hear stories about us talking about was Mooney doing crack.
little people.
I don't know what it is about GP homies when they go through rough times. That's where they go.
I like little people. I wanted one for my birthday, but I never got one.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So nah,
the next one is, which one of us is a transgender?
Ooh,
wait a minute.
That's
how
a tough one.
Transgender?
I don't know.
I'd be dressed up as a chick if I was a transgender.
Or you're a chick dressed up as a dude right now.
Yeah.
With testosterone to grow that beard.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check my sack?
No, thank you.
Oh, you could have had one put in. Man, I mean,
Flacco's the only one who could afford to have one, but
I know, right?
I don't know, man. I heard that in the army, you can get away with certain things when you're in other countries.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yep.
That's true. And
oh, he okay. said it's true.
It's so, true.
He
oh, said it's, true. It's Mooney. Congratulations,
Mooney. No, I'm not a transgender.
Are you
no.
sure?
No, I'm not. Oh, are you I never sure? had that. Yeah. Dude, do I need to whip out my junk?
Do the ladies want to see this? Hey. I believe.
I'm not going to say yes. No, this is true. I'm going to do it. Y'all
right.
laugh. Y'all laugh at me. Like, ha ha.
You don't know. It could be him. It could be Leo. We don't know. Leo might be.
Leo's
Leonardo.
Suspect.
Leonardo. When he gets drunk.
Yeah.
He's never going to come defend himself anyways.
So. Yeah.
We're going to say it was Leo. At the end of the day, it was Leo the whole time.
So now from now on.
He used to be a woman.
We're always going to blame Leo. We're just going to be like, oh, it was Leo.
Yeah. Until he shows up. Get old Leo. No wonder, man.
At what age? I have a bone to pick with this one.
Uh-oh.
At what age did Mike start shaving his legs and start wearing makeup to impress the ladies?
Yeah.
That's and wearing makeup?
Everybody want to know after that day we had that podcast where you say that you were wearing a fake, what's it called?
What, eyeliner?
Contacts.
Oh, that was way back then.
Yeah. Fake contacts. You were shaving your legs.
Okay, let's start this one.
And that you even put makeup.
I never put makeup.
A powder?
He pooped makeup?
I never put makeup.
Are you sure? Are those just rumors?
Well, hold on. With the fake contacts, I used to have green contacts in my
eyes. That's what I'm saying. Look.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of us used to. Maybe not you, your kind.
Who do you consider us and them?
Yeah.
maybe not contacts. The pores.
Yeah.
The pores didn't have contacts.
I mean, I can go to Urban Mall and buy a set of clear contacts.
$20.
Yeah, $20.
So, I would defend myself again. I wore contacts because I was taking a stand. I was taking a stand because women can wear makeup. Women can wear girdles. They can wear whatever it takes for them to make them look like they're not who they are. So at the time, I was 19, 20.
So you're trying to catfish chicks?
I was just, maybe. I was like, you know what? You're playing the game?
Rumors going around. He got a wife like that. That's what rumors. Rumors going around that he got a wife by catfishing them. Next thing you know, the next day, he was like, oh, let me take this off.
Don't look at me.
I wipe my face.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'm shy. I'm just saying, they playing the game. I was like, you know what? Let me put on this little hazel or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It works.
Whatever floats your boat, Mike. Whatever floats your boat.
I don't know about the shaving the legs, though.
Yeah, nobody's shaving their legs.
Yeah,
I don't know about the shaving. Those are just rumors.
Those are just rumors.
Okay. And the makeup might have been maybe one time when you were drunk.
If I had makeup, you wouldn't see these wrinkles.
L'Oreal.
I don't know. Really have a lot more. But no, I'm just playing.
All right. People want to just clarify that.
Yeah.
You know, they were wondering.
Yeah, there's no makeup.
No makeup.
Just contacts.
Just contacts. Color contacts. Prescribed.
Color contacts were prior to. That was 20 years ago.
No shame.
But they worked.
Okay.
Just let you know, it worked. All right, we're an hour already in, so we could probably edit it down to 30 minutes.
Shit.
So we should probably wrap it up unless you got another topic.
Yeah.
Was that all the topics?
Yeah.
I guess we're done for today.
Yeah.
Sorry it's been so long since we put out a show for y'all.
And we're not, and you know what? We're not going to say we're going to do it sooner because we never do.
Yeah.
So that's not going
to
happen.
Your hopes, you'll be like, God damn it. Another month.
Until we can get to Flacco's house because apparently Flacco's building a studio for us with his $1 million estate.
Yeah, I know, right?
The problem is that now we all work. And since we all work, we can do it as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey. Want to give a shout out to all my people from South GP, GP, Agtown. Give a shout out to Texas Rangers. I hope y'all win right now. I think last time I checked, it was 3-3.
3-3?
Last time I checked, it was 3-3. What else? Who else do I want to give a shout out?
Only Mooney would put his little dangling ball on his microphone.
Cough for me.
I don't know. Hey, is that an 8-ball?
It's an 8-ball, dog.
Yeah, he's dreaming.
I know, right? When was the last time?
I guess we find out who likes the 8-balls around here.
His beard ain't white. Just so you know, yeah. Those white things aren't gray hairs.
Gray hairs.
There's a reason why he says he's got to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
Shit. I got a small bladder. I got to pee.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Hey, Mom, don't listen to them.
What?
Yeah.
That's it, right? We
I think we're good
close?
To go.
Are we going to be doing our little after the show talk?
If you want to do it, you want to talk shit about Flacco?
Maybe I do.
Maybe I do.
All right, fuck it. Let's just peace out.
Until next time, hopefully we have the crew together.
Oh, and one more thing, though.
Go ahead.
I do want to say this. A lot of the times I do this, like we do this podcast. One of the reasons I do it is not really for people to watch us, or I mean, part of it is, you know, people can get entertained, but the main reason it really is for me is, I'm just speaking of myself, it's just so in the future I can look back what we were talking about during this time of this years. So and when I'm 60 years old, I can just look back at my young self and
a time capsule.
Yeah, kind of be like, oh damn, this is what I was thinking at the time. And by me saying this, Mike, don't edit this. I want to give a shout out to my future self when I'm 60 years old. Yeah. And just be like, yeah, I was
balling,
young.
Johnny.
I hope your stocks did well.
Yeah.
And you didn't go broke.
Now I'm here.
Yeah. I hope you're not at the same level I was right now, man, because then we fell. But I hope you're enjoying your life. And, I love your son.
There you go.
All
right. Peace out, man. I hope y'all stay blessed, man.
Yeah. I hope Johnny's future self is as happy as his current self.
There you go.
Stay happy. Love the simple things in life makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And,
we out.
I guess we out with that one.
Yeah.
Good job, Johnny.
Thanks, Mike.
Salud. All
right. I'm going to go pee again.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
I'm gonna clean my mirrors after you got.
Stay the fuck in here. Get the fuck out of here.
Billy is so stupid.